talking outdoor living spaces. You know, for someone like me, radio is obviously a very sound-controlled indoor industry. And I don't get to spend my work day outside like I enjoy. So when I get home, it's all about how long can I stay outside until it's time to go in to eat, or we even enjoy eating on the patio this
time.
So
you're trying to tell me the rodeo is not a sound-controlled atmosphere?
No, radio. And so it's all about how much time can I possibly spend outside. And we are in the month of outdoor living, talking with Sunburst Landscaping and Easy Turf. You were talking about the pros and cons of artificial turf versus grass. Well, there is nothing to say it has to be one or the other. There's applications. Both can complement the same property. You have large shade trees that your Bermuda grass just doesn't grow under. That's a perfect application for an artificial turf skirt. Put a border on it up to your natural lawn.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And when it comes to those applications, there's definitely situations like where people just really love real grass. You know, I was a person who really loved real grass. And I had a tough time transferring over till I finally did. But there are applications where you can do both. We did a great project out in Surprise for a gentleman along with Tom Booth at Booth Built, where they did the pergolas on the property. And we've developed a phenomenal relationship with them to where they're a good, solid, faith-based company that does incredible work, a lot of integrity. But we've done a lot of projects with them. But this one specifically was just that, where they did a pergola that attached to the house, provided some shade leading out to just about the edge of the pool. And we did basically a turf wraparound around the pool, because now you're not having to deal with grass in there. When you mow, grass getting in the pool and all the irritations that come along with
that.
You
know, we used to have a bucket at Dad's house, I remember. A big old Tupperware tub full of water that you would have to step in to clean your feet, because running between the trampoline and the pool on the lawn, all the grass clippings that your feet pick up and you jump in, you got to dip your feet.
Yeah. Or back in the day, you had to build the decking so wide that the pool water wouldn't get out on the grass because it would kill it and stuff along those lines. So now you have opportunities where people are actually designing pools with no decking, taking the turf right up to it. But then you have spaces out further in the yard where you're doing 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 square foot of real grass, so the kids have a soccer field to play on. And you know, and that eliminates some of the negatives of artificial grass during the summer with heat factor, stuff along those lines. But there's definitely applications where it makes sense to do both.
Artificial or natural lawn. And when we're talking about investment and paying what you get for, I mean, the price ranges in these two, I mean, it's pretty easy to look and see the
right
obvious reason why one's more than the other. But what's our price square foot for proper drainage install on a property we can get access to?
If you went to the home show this weekend, this is one of the smaller, slower shows. When you go to the big, busy shows, October, January, when people are starting to think about tax money, you'll see 45 booths with artificial turf in it. And it's unreal. I think the last big show, our marketing director, Jenny, happens to be my wife, lucky for me. She went around and she counted, and there was 40 plus booths with artificial turf in it. And there was price ranges from $450 a square foot installed with demo to $10 to $11 to $12 a square foot, not including demo.
Wow.
So that's where people really got to do their homework. So again, what I tell people is think logically. Use common sense. All turf is real pretty plastic. That's all it is.
So every one of your sales pitches starts with that challenge?
I do.
Think logically.
I do.
Think rationally.
I challenge them because so many people will get told a story and just take it verbatim and not do their homework. So I tell them, I said, do your homework. And if you think about it, if all turf is real pretty plastic, if you go to the 99-cent store to buy your kid a toy, it turns pink, cracks, falls apart in 2 days. In the July sun. If you go to Toys R Us, buy them a $150 toy, it's still going to fade, still going to crack, still going to fall apart, but it might take 6 months for that to happen. So turf's the same way. And if you think about it, if you can install turf for cheap, the only way you can do that is if you can make it for cheap. And the only way you're making it for cheap is if you're using a cheaper plastic resource, a cheaper polymer to make it out of. So now, if you live in a cooler climate, Seattle, Colorado, irrelevant. You can go with a cheaper nylon type of product where it's not going to get beat down by the sun like we do. But when you live in Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, or the Middle East, where we've got a bunch of turf in the ground over there, that now becomes a big deal, because if you go with a cheaper plastic, prepared to reinvest over and over again. The simple way to put it, if you want to put it to everyday life, when I go shopping for work pants, for my estimating, what have you, if I go to Target, I buy a $30 pair of pants. I found myself buying a $30 pair of pants 4 to 5 times a year. So then I go buy a $100 pair of Under Armour pants, and I've had the same pants that look great and have lasted now for 6 years. Still don't need to be replaced, still not ripped. So the point is cheap is expensive. And if you want to go that route, there's options out there for you, but you don't live in Colorado. You live in Phoenix.
I'm a big proponent for it in people that have multiple residents in your front yard. If you're a snowbird and you leave, you know, anything you can do to reduce maintenance or show the front of your home isn't vacant because your lawn is dead or hasn't been mowed in, you know, a couple weeks.
And you're not paying for somebody to do it when you're not living there for 4 months.
Exactly. Great, great application for the front yard. Mm-hmm.